Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yeah, we're feeling pretty good heading into this Friday. I'm going to let Austin get into the weather here in just a few minutes.
Lucky me.
You're the man. you have the plan for this weekend, and we're going to check in with you on that. But right now, let's go ahead and take a look at the top three trending stories, starting off with number one now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia commissioners approving a Tourist Development Council recommendation Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades, including the addition of artificial turf to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target, as the new facility will have the capacity to hold 39 weekend tournaments plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
And Escambia commissioners wanting to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes at a price of $1 million. The plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners are working to lessen flood risk through a voluntary buyout program. It's funded by $18.5 million in federal grants. Once the homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
And number three today, history was made at Eglin on Thursday as the first F-35A testing squadron was created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. While the unit is going to start off small, Air Force leadership says this could blossom into something larger, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida. 4:15 would be the time if I were saying 4:15, but it's actually 6:15. Yeah, into that dyslexic mode here. It's 6:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. If you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. Thanks for staying safe out there this evening. Speaking of this evening, it's 79 degrees right now, low of 70. Rain chances are going to increase as we head into your Saturday. Saturday probably going to be a pretty damp day, high of 80, low of 63. But a lot of the weather should fizzle out by Sunday, where the high is going to be 81 and the low is going to be 60.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Something to think about, you know? Just something to think about. Travelers at New Jersey's Newark Airport, they had a problem today. I just wanted to throw this in here and get this. Some of the flights coming in and out of Newark were delayed up to 5 hours. They got a lot of problems up there. Nate Foy's all over this story for us from New Jersey.
Here, FAA staffing and equipment issues. Over 250 delayed flights today with an average wait time of over an hour and a half. This is after 400 delays and 200 cancellations yesterday. And unfortunately for these travelers, the issues are expected to continue. That's because the construction on the runway that I talked about is expected to last until mid-June. And the shortage of air traffic controllers, that could take years to solve. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy rolled out a new plan this week to help. And one key piece is tapping into military-trained personnel.
Okay, while we're talking about airlines and travel getting to Southern Connecticut, New England, and the New York region, now easier than ever, Avalo Airlines is bringing back the only nonstop service from Destin to Connecticut's New Haven Airport. The flights operate on Thursdays and Sundays. Get this fare, one-way fare, $58.
Wow, all right. And the South Alabama Veterans Council will honor military service members during an Armed Forces Day event at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park on Saturday, May 17th. The event will be starting with an expo at 8:30 a.m. in the Aircraft Pavilion. That's at 2703 Battleship Memorial Parkway.
6:18, News Radio 92.3, the Escambia Sheriff's Office training residents on how to safely use guns. The civilians' firearm training begins on Saturday, May 31st. The department is only accepting 45 people into that training session. To participate, you gotta apply online.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, an MS-13 gang member convicted of running a fentanyl ring from a Doral prison. Mario Clifford Rivera was sentenced on Wednesday to 17 years in prison. U.S. prosecutors say he was organizing shipments of illegal drugs while incarcerated. They say he used prison phones and a contraband cell phone to communicate with his dealers, and at the time, he was locked up for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, aggravated assault, and other charges.
Florida startup company Seabat is working on a battery that uses material made from coal from West Virginia instead of metals from China. Fox 35's Orlando's Matt Trezza has the details from Oviata, Florida.
The key is black powder they make, which they call obsidia. They want it to replace the graphite that's currently inside most of our batteries. Commercialization director Josh McConkie says that graphite comes from China. Seabat got started at the UCF Business Incubator in 2013. They've been working quietly on creating obsidia powder for the last 7 years. The company's won a $1.2 million grant from the federal government for work on recycled graphite. They say the U.S. military may be most interested in batteries made with obsidia, which would make them both lighter and less dependent on the Chinese supply chain. Seabat says they can make obsidia in bulk in Central Florida and plan to start production by the end of the year. In Oviedo, Matt Trezza, Fox News.
And the Broward Sheriff's Office offering inmates Narcan when they're discharged from jail. The drug helps reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, and BSO says that inmates are given 2 free doses of nasal spray when they're released. The Narcan is available in vending machines in the jail facility.
619 News Radio 92.3. Two U.S. congresswomen from South Florida are demanding answers from a contracted facility where a detained migrant died after complaining of chest pains. Eben Brown has the report from Miami.
U.S. representatives from Florida say supervisors were not forthcoming during their tour of the Broward Transitional Center. It is a facility contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house detained migrants, and where a woman, a Haitian national, died while in custody, allegedly not getting health care when reporting chest pain. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick.
When we started asking more about that doctor, she refused to answer that question. Then when we asked about how many healthcare professionals, she stopped answering questions.
The woman, 44-year-old Marie-Ange Blaise, was interdicted as she tried boarding a flight to North Carolina from the U.S. Virgin Islands and already had a removal order. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a recent Powerball winner from Georgetown, Kentucky, facing charges in Pinellas County. James Farthing is his name. He recently won the $167 million Powerball jackpot. He was arrested for assaulting a sheriff's deputy at the Trade Winds Resort in St. Pete Beach. Investigators say Farthing kicked the officer in the face while trying to break up an altercation. His girlfriend, identified as Jacqueline Fightmaster, which is the most fitting last name ever, is charged with disorderly conduct in connection to the incident.
All right. Federal immigration agents and Florida state law enforcement wrap up a sweep of criminal migrants in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. Eben Brown returns and has this report from Miami.
Local police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers in Florida all worked with agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for a full week to take criminal aliens into custody.
This has been the first of its kind throughout the United States.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking in Miramar. The program was to legally combine funding and policing to find and apprehend people violating immigration law or who had deportation orders already in the pipeline, and they found them.
Florida state agencies assisted federal authorities to arrest over 1,100 illegal aliens across the state. That is a really significant impact.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
621, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of the biggest headlines happening around your country today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
624 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today, extending gains to the ninth straight day. Hillary Barsky is in with the numbers.
The major averages rising for the day and week in the Dow and S&P 500 notching nine straight sessions of gains, the longest winning streak for the S&P 500 in over 20 years, as an upbeat jobs report and signs of easing U.S.-China trade tensions allayed investors' concerns about the impact of tariffs on the economy. Employers adding 177,000 positions in April, exceeding expectations. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow rising 564 points, the Nasdaq up 267, S&P 500 up 83. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together today.
Yeah, luckily not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. But the weather, kind of a loaded subject matter here. A lot to unpack. 79 degrees, low of 70 tonight. But we're going to see those chances of rainfall creep up the same way we see the temperatures creep down. As we get into Saturday, it's going to be a high of 80. Very damp in some parts of Pensacola, the surrounding areas. Low is going to be 63. And then the next day, we should see the weather gone. But the temperature going to be around the same. Sunny, high of 81, low of 60.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. The job market held up better than expected last month. And Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Job growth was stronger than forecast in April. There were 177,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.2%. More people were in the workforce last month. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.6. The only disappointing reading was that March job creation was revised down from 228,000 to 185,000. The report is the first monthly reading on the job market since the Trump administration tariff announcement on April 2nd. The month also included federal job cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And President Trump says he will revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. Trump made the announcement in a post on Truth Social and added, "It's what they deserve." It comes after the White House asked the IRS to take away the school status last month after Trump threatened to stop funding at top schools to pressure them to get rid of DEI programs, among other things. Harvard has sued the Trump administration over the decision to freeze more than $2 billion in funding for the Ivy League school.
Okay, three businesses are facing roughly $8 million in fines for hiring what Immigration and Customs Enforcement calls unauthorized workers. Jill Nato has details from Denver.
The Denver ICE office says they've uncovered 150 unauthorized workers following workplace audits in Colorado. and the companies have been found to have committed widespread employment eligibility violations. CCS Denver, a janitorial business, reportedly had 87 unauthorized workers, so they're getting fined over $6 million. PBC Commercial Cleaning Systems was found with at least 12 unauthorized workers. They're getting fined nearly $1,600,000. And Green Management Denver, a property management firm, was fined roughly $300,000 after 44 unauthorized employees were identified. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And an Illinois man set to likely spend the rest of his life behind bars for the killing of a Palestinian-American boy. 73-year-old Joseph Chuba received a total sentence of 53 years for multiple charges connected with the hate crime murder. The killing of the 6-year-old happened just days after the start of the Israel-Hamas war in 2023. Chuba stabbed a child 26 times and also attacked his mother, stabbing her more than a dozen times as well.
Okay, President Trump signs an executive order aimed at cutting funding to PBS and NPR. Chris DeMeo has the report.
The order instructs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to cease funding for NPR and PBS and further requires that they work to root out indirect funding sources to the news organizations. President Trump has claimed bias in the broadcaster's reporting. PBS's CEO and President Paula Kirker says Trump's action would disrupt the essential service PBS and other local member stations provide to the American people. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And speaking of President Trump and what he's up to, he has plans to rename Veterans Day to Victory Day for World War I. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue as well. Trump made the announcement last night on Truth Social. Veterans Day is observed on November 11th to mark the end of the First World War. The president also said he was renaming VE Day, which is observed on May 8th, to Victory Day for World War II. Trump said he was making the name changes because we won both wars and we are going to start celebrating our victories again. He didn't say how he was going to make the name change, as Congress has the power to create and change public holidays, not Trump himself.
Okay, 629 News Radio 92.3. We were talking about the PBS and NPR story here. We did reach out to Jill Hubbs, general manager at WSRE-TV here. She basically had this comment, said the WSRE is committed to our mission to continue to do the most important educational, cultural, and community work that we have done for over 57 years to serve the citizens of the Northwest Florida region. They are still kind of working through this this information that is just coming down from Washington, how it will affect the local PBS NPR stations.
Right.
Not sure at this point, but I will tell you this. You will hear about it first on News Radio 92.3 when we get the information. And hopefully we can get Ms. Hubbs to sit down with us and we can talk to her about it coming up this next week. So just stay real close and we'll let you know the latest developments. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk a lot of sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
I'm Tom Graham. The White House has released President Trump's 2026 budget proposal. Fox's Chad Pergram says his plan would make deep domestic spending cuts.
President Trump demanding Congress slash an eye-popping 20% of annual spending. The package eliminating dollars from every department except the VA and transportation. The package knifes housing programs by 40% and axes the labor and interior departments by 30%.
The president wants to increase funding for border security and military funding. The Trump administration appealing to the Supreme Court for DOGE to gain access to Social Security systems.
Social Security systems hold sensitive personal records on nearly everyone in the country, including banking information, salaries, and medical records for those on disability. A federal judge in Maryland blocked DOGE full access.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Astronauts. They'll be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, kicking things off here with the Escambia Commissioners approving a Tourist Development Council recommendation Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades, including the addition of artificial turf to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target, as the new facility will have the capacity to host 39 weekend tournaments plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
Escambia Commissioners want to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes at a price of $1 million. This is our second story we're watching for you this afternoon. The plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners are working to lessen flood risks through a voluntary buyout program that is funded $18.5 million from federal grants. Once the homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
And third and final top story of this afternoon, history was made at Eglin on Thursday as the first F-35A testing squadron was created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. While the unit is going to start off small at Eglin, Air Force leadership says that this could blossom into something larger, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, a highly successful NHL coach finds a new home in the Big Apple. Jared Max has the story.
4 days since the Pittsburgh Penguins announced the team agreed to part ways with its two-time Stanley Cup winning head coach Mike Sullivan, the New York Rangers announced Friday Sullivan is their new head coach. 8 years since he completed a run of back-to-back Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh, Sullivan will try to reignite the Rangers, who missed the playoffs and fired coach Peter Laviolette. Rangers general manager Chris Drury said, "As we began this process and Mike became an available option for us to speak with, it was immediately clear he was the best coach to lead our team." Sullivan coached the Penguins for 10 seasons and won more regular season games than any other coach in team history. Also led Team USA to victory at this year's Four Nations Faceoff and will coach Team USA at the Winter Olympics next year. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Formula One is extending its contract with the organizers of the Miami Grand Prix. The 10-year contract secures the race through 2041. F1 CEO Stefano Domenicali and Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium CEO Tom Garfinkel made the announcement today. The Miami GP debuted in 2022, and since then it has generated over $1 billion in economic impact for the city.
Okay, the Knicks, New York Knicks, advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs on Thursday, winning their sixth game against the Detroit Pistons. It was 116-113. Jalen Brunson makes the game-winning shot on TNT to break the tie with less than 10 seconds left in the game.
Thompson digging in defensively, 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime, launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it!
Yeah, we've actually got a lot as far as the NBA postseason scene. We've got one game underway tonight. The Rockets taking on the Golden State Warriors in Game 6. Warriors hold a 3-2 series lead. If the Rockets win tonight, Game 7 will be played on Sunday. If the Warriors win tonight, they will head to the second round to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who just gentlemen swept the L.A. Lakers earlier this week. Tomorrow, the L.A. Clippers and the Denver Nuggets will face off in Game 7 of their series.
Oh, the great one would feel pretty good about this one. The Edmonton Oilers moved on to the second round of the Western Conference on Thursday, winning 4-2 in their series against the Los Angeles Kings. Oilers' Connor Brown denies a last-minute attempt from the Kings to tie that game and scores a goal of his own to make it 6-4.
Downey hammers one up ice. Blocked by Brown. Brown scores! Edmonton will move on!
And speaking of NHL playoffs, there's just one game happening in the NHL playoff scene tonight. The St. Louis Blues hosting the Winnipeg Jets in Game 6 of their series. The Jets hold a 3-1 lead, and a potential Game 7 would take place on Sunday if the Blues were to win tonight. Also tomorrow, the Colorado Avalanche will take on the Dallas Stars in Game 7 of their series.
Okay, a longtime NBA coach stepping down. Jerry Max is following this story for us.
The winningest head coach in NBA history, 76-year-old Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs, announced that he will not return to coaching next season, but will remain with the team and transition to a full-time job as president of basketball operations. Popovich has been in the Spurs front office for 31 years. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer started with the team in 1988 as an assistant coach under Larry Brown. This season, Popovich coached the Spurs for only 6 games. November 2nd, he suffered a mild stroke. The oldest coach in NBA history, Popovich guided the Spurs to 5 NBA championships. He's a 3-time NBA Coach of the Year. In his absence this season, Mitch Johnson took over and coached San Antonio to a 41-35 record. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, it's never fun to see a coach of that caliber go, but I definitely felt it was time. I definitely felt it was time when it comes to his health situation.
Like I told you, mixing politics and sports just doesn't get it. He was a master at that.
he was outspoken, period. And Liverpool soccer fans are celebrating a recent championship title victory and even shook the earth in the process. And no, that is not a figure of speech. More than 60,000 people packed into Anfield Stadium in Liverpool, England, to watch the team's 5-1 win over London's Tottenham Hotspur. Fans, as well as researchers who measured ground movement from the crowd throughout the match, were in attendance for the game. And those researchers found that the most significant tremor, registering at a peak magnitude of 1.74 on the Richter scale, came after Alexis McAllister's strike in the 24th minute, putting Liverpool ahead 2-1.
There's going to be a lot of mud in Louisville tomorrow. Bottom line, it's going to be probably a wet track. The chase for horse racing's Triple Crown begins with the 151st running of the Derby. Lydia Hu explores the history of the race's official drink, the Mint Julep, from Churchill Downs.
Chris Morris here, who is the Woodford Reserve Master Distiller Emeritus. What makes the Mint Julep so unique to the Kentucky Derby? Tell us, what makes it so special?
It's all about history, Lydia. Kentuckians have been drinking mint juleps and going to horse races since the 1770s. Julep cups were being awarded as trophies at horse races as early as 1816, and it's been the official drink of the Derby since 1938.
So it's really a part of the fiber of America. Thousands of them sell every year. 125,000 mint juleps sold at the Derby last year.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook. Born in Vegas, please gamble responsibly. The Indiana Pacers front office has determined that John Halliburton will not be able to attend the team's home and road games for the foreseeable future, all because Giannis decided to cry at the podium. When you're a star in this league, heckling from fans is common practice. You earn the right to get heckled, so you should embrace it. I'm Linnell Willingham.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotion promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying flu deaths among children haven't been this high in 15 years. Tanya J. Powers has more.
New numbers from the CDC show 216 flu-related deaths among children this flu season compared to 207 last season. That's more than any time since the swine flu pandemic in 2009 and 2010. The high number for this season is surprising, given that it's still going on. The final pediatric death tally for the 2023-2024 flu season was not counted until autumn. The spike comes as flu vaccination rates for U.S. children have sharply decreased, from about 64% 5 years ago to 49% this season. And it's not just children who have suffered. The CDC says so far there have been at least 610,000 hospitalizations and 26,000 flu-related deaths this season. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And there are nearly two dozen new cases of the measles being reported in Texas. It's linked to an outbreak among members of a Mennonite church, which refuses vaccinations. And there are no new cases where they live in Gaines County, but there are cases in three new counties this week. The Department of Health and Human Services says that 89 patients have been hospitalized in neighboring New Mexico. There are now 67 cases linked to the outbreak and 16 in Oklahoma.
Okay, researchers finding more reasons to keep a close eye on what you eat. Lisa Brady tells us why.
House call for health. A new study out this week suggests ultra-processed food might increase the chance of an early death. It involved about 240,000 participants in 8 countries. Researchers looking into the link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and the risk of early death for people between the ages of 30 and 69. And they found for every 10% increase in total calories from ultra-processed foods, the risk of dying early rose by almost 3%. Researchers estimating that completely cutting out ultra-processed foods would have prevented about 124,000 premature deaths in the U.S. in 2017. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a California packaging company is introducing a new shipping cooler that could transform how temperature-sensitive products are moved across the world. The introduction of recyclers, get it? Sounds like recyclers, which are made of recyclable paper and fiber, offers a sign of extended producer responsibility laws, propelling a shift toward more sustainable products in the U.S. According to Container Consulting Service, recyclers can keep contents frozen or refrigerated for more than 100 hours. The rollout of the new shipping coolers comes as lawmakers take aim at hard-to-recycle plastic and foam.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What is going on?
Luckily, not much, Chris. It looks like the roads are still pretty clear. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, sitting at 79 degrees, going to be a low of 70 tonight. Saturday, going to be a high of 80 with a low of 63. We're going to see some heavy rainfall in some areas. Sunday, that weather's going to clear out. It's going to be sunny, high of 81 and a low of 60.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. United Airlines passengers are facing massive delays today as air traffic controller staffing issues disrupt hundreds of flights at the carrier's hub at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. The more than 200 flights in and out of Newark that were already delayed is on top of the more than 1,300 other delays and cancellations from earlier in the week, according to flight tracking site FlightAware. The delays range anywhere from 5 to 12 hours. Take-Two Interactive today pushing the release of the highly anticipated video game Grand Theft Auto 6 to May 26th of next year, extending an already lengthy wait time for an eager fan base. The title, developed by Rockstar Games, was previously set to launch this fall. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 500 points, the S&P 500 up 82, and the NASDAQ grew by 267. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Americans reacting to the numbers from last month's job report. Pretty surprised today. Grady Trimble has those numbers for us.
President Trump supporters say this strong jobs report gives the United States leverage as it negotiates trade deals with China and dozens of other countries. The healthcare industry added some 51,000 jobs. Transportation and warehousing saw 29,000 jobs added. Financial activities, 14,000. And social assistance jobs increased by 8,000. Employment was basically flat in manufacturing, oil and gas, construction, and leisure and hospitality. And notably, when it comes to an area seeing job losses, as DOGE continues to shrink the federal workforce, jobs in the federal government fell by 9,000 in April and are down by 26,000 since January.
And speaking of some of these financially fueled reactions, President Trump renewing his call for lower interest rates. Minutes after a better-than-expected April jobs report, Trump wrote on Truth Social, "No inflation. The Fed should lower its rate." The Post urged that the central bank should cut rates without mentioning Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell by name. Trump has been highly critical of Powell in the past, but recently said that he has no intention of firing him.
648 News Radio 92.3, looking at the weather for Louisville, Kentucky. It is raining like crazy up there right now, and they're expecting rain throughout the Derby tomorrow. Yeah, Louisville's gearing up for the 151st Kentucky Derby. Lydia Hu has the details from Churchill Downs.
This race is a huge event that brings out approximately 150,000 people that fill the stands in Churchill Downs, and along with them come their wallets. And that means a lot of economic support for the Louisville surrounding area. This year, it's estimated that the event will generate $441 million for the Louisville area. And that economic support can't come soon enough for many small businesses that are still reeling from the historic and devastating floods that absolutely ravaged Eastern Kentucky. The city of Louisville was actually forced to cancel some major Derby-related events leading up to this weekend's race. And Louisville's mayor tells us the cleanup costs, they're still rolling in, estimated to land around $5 million.
And President Trump's global tariffs may mean fewer toys under the Christmas tree this year. The CEO of the Toy Association told the New York Times earlier this week that because of tariffs, the industry is facing a frozen supply chain that is putting Christmas at risk. On Wednesday, Trump appeared to acknowledge that there might be a toy shortage this year. He told reporters after a cabinet meeting, quote, "Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, and maybe the two dolls will cost a couple bucks more."
All right. Good afternoon, News Radio 92.3. Just looking at that weather, Birmingham is getting really
a shellacking.
Smashed this afternoon. Of course, they're trying to, I guess they're going to play the game. The UFL game is scheduled for later on this evening up there. But anyway, as I mentioned to you, that front's moving through. Louisville's in the path. It's going to be a wet day for the running of the Derby. UPS announcing a large wave of layoffs. Here's the latest on this.
The Sandy Springs shipping giant UPS sending about 4% of its workforce packing and closing 73 facilities. Tom Smith is a business professor at Emory University who studies labor economics. He's now starting to see a pattern.
I think that a lot of economists, myself included, have identified that the economy could very well be slipping into an economic recession.
The shipping giant says moving forward, they'll be doing less business with Amazon. In its quarterly earnings statement, it also mentioned President Trump's new tariffs as a risk. The UPS says with these cuts, they expect to save $3.5 billion this year. In Atlanta, I'm Rob DiRienzo, Fox News.
6:50, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous pop culture-based notes to ease you into this evening and this weekend. Once again, keep it here on News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Attorney General James Uthmeyer's proposal to create an Office of Parental Rights. Is that a substantial proposal, or is that a distraction from the questions surrounding the Hope Florida Foundation scandal? Mike Waltz is out as the National Security Advisor and in as the UN Ambassador. Is that a demotion, a firing, a promotion? What is it exactly? And why is the Florida legislature doing sign-e-die without having passed a budget? We talked to Alex Andrade about that. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a delay for one of, if not the most awaited video games in a decade is going to be delayed a year. This is amazing. Here's the latest on GTA 6.
What's another year for the next edition of Grand Theft Auto?
Lucia, do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
Originally slated for a 2025 release, Rockstar Games pushing back the highly awaited release until May 26th. Of 2026. The open-world sandbox game allows players to commit violent crimes, participate in high-value heists, and of course, steal any car you can see. 2013's Grand Theft Auto V, still popular today due to its online mode, has the distinction of being one of the highest-earning entertainment products of all time, overtaking most films, music, and television, as well as video games.
Trust.
Trust. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, and if you ever wonder why, you know, why are people in such an uproar about this delay? It's because, you know, first of all, gaming is very serious to some people, but also it's because the last time this installment, the last time we saw an installment of this video game series, I was in seventh grade. That was the math I was doing during that sound bit there. Anyway, Apple giving the thumbs up to Spotify's U.S. app update. The music streamer revealed the news Friday, saying customers can now see pricing information and can select purchase and subscription options within the app. Apple approved the new version after a recent ruling by a federal judge ordered the tech giant to stop charging commissions through apps on its phone. That ruling stemmed from an ongoing case with Epic Games, maker of the video game Fortnite.
Frame this story under, finally, the Western film starring Alec Baldwin will release in theaters 3 years after the controversial death of a cinematographer on that set. Here's Michelle Polino.
The Alec Baldwin film Rust hits theaters this weekend over 3 years after the shooting death of cinematographer Halina Hutchins. The fatal on-set incident occurred in October of 2021 when a prop gun held by Baldwin discharged, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Criminal charges against Baldwin were dismissed twice, most recently with a judge ruling they could not be reintroduced. The actor later filed a lawsuit against New Mexico prosecutors and sheriff's officials alleging malicious prosecution. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was in charge of the weapons used on the set, is currently serving an 18-month prison sentence after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
6:55, okay, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at your weather and local traffic together.
Roads looking good. Weather's not. 79 degrees right now. Low of 70 this evening, but we're going to see those rain chances increase as we go throughout the night heading into your Saturday. Saturday is probably going to be pretty damp for some of you. High of 80, low of 63, but we're going to get into Sunday. Most of that rainfall should be gone. Going to be a sunny, mostly clear day. High of 81, low of 60.
6:56, News Radio 92.3. A court makes a ruling about a royal's appeal for security. Yeah, Prince Harry loses an appeal. Here's Lillian Wu.
Prince Harry loses his latest legal fight to have state-funded security restored in the United Kingdom, something he claims was unjustly revoked when he and wife Meghan Markle stepped back from royal duties and relocated to the United States in 2020. The unanimous ruling by the appeals court upholds a high court judge's decision last year that it was not unlawful, irrational, or unjustified to decide his security on a so-called bespoke plan, in other words, a case-by-case basis. The Duke of Sussex's team has described this legal battle as a fight for his life. The dismissal now means he might be left with a large bill for the British government's legal fees in addition to his own costs. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the upcoming film Bugonia will premiere ahead of schedule. It's the latest collaboration between director Yorgos Lanthimos and actress Emma Stone, and it will open nationwide on Halloween. This is slightly earlier than the original release date of November 7th. Bugonia is a remake of the South Korean sci-fi comedy Save the Green Planet, which tells the story of two conspiracy-obsessed friends who kidnap the high-powered CEO of a major corporation because they're convinced that she's an alien intent on destroying Earth.
Yeah, Emma Stone did a great job in L.A. Story. I love that movie, and she is one heck of a talented actress. I have no clue with who you were talking about before or able to pronounce his name, but I'll check it out. Should be a pretty good movie. New stamp celebrating a beloved children's book, Good Night Moon, is being released today. Tanya J. Powers tells us more about it.
The U.S. Postal Service is unveiling its new Forever stamp featuring the children's picture book, Good Night Moon. It's part of an event leading up to Children's Book Week, which kicks off on Monday. Good Night Moon was written by Margaret Wise Brown and published in 1947 and remains one of the best-selling children's books of all time. The stamps are arranged in a pane with scenes from Clement Hurd's original illustrations. Forever stamps now cost 73 cents each, with a planned rate hike to 78 cents in July. As Forever stamps, the Good Night Moon stamps will always be equal in value to the current first-class mail one-ounce price. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we've been talking about movies on and off here. Well, Thunderbolts off to a big start at the box office. The new Marvel Studios film pulled in $11.5 million in Thursday previews. The film starring Florence Pugh and Sebastian Stan as Marvel antiheroes is also a hit on Rotten Tomatoes, where it has an 88% score from top critics. Meanwhile, the vampire thriller Sinners, we've heard a lot about that one, it's expected to come in second place and can make another $30 million in its third weekend.
Okay, they call it Soviet space junk. A decades-old spacecraft expected to return to Earth, possibly in pieces later this month. Carmen Roberts is following the story for us.
A Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth. Space debris tracking experts don't know yet where the half-ton mass of metal might come down or how much of it will survive re-entry. One scientist, however, predicts it will make the plunge around May 10th at about 150 miles an hour, if it remains intact. He adds, you have a bigger chance of getting hit by lightning than by a piece of this Soviet space junk. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Okay, here's something to do tonight. In fact, it's underway right now. The 2025 concert series Bands of the Blackwater underway right now with Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols. Curtain is already risen over there. They're on stage. Bring your lawn chair, blankets if you want to head on over there. You, dogs can be allowed over there just so you have one on a leash. Have a great weekend. Austin and I will be back on Monday at 4 o'clock. Be safe.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.